Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I felt I just got back, baby.
A big white house on the hill. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just you and me. I want to talk about the age of the customer. I haven't really specifically talked about it with you for quite a while now, probably almost a couple of years, I guess. But I know you hear me talk about my book and the website, and you hear the commercial and all that. But the thing that I want to encourage you to think about is the fact that, never mind my book, the age of the customer is here and now. And the only reason why anybody is confused is because there's still people out there trying to do business the old way, which is the age of the seller. The age of the seller is 10,000 years old, and it's where, as the business, you maintained more control over the relationship with customers than you have now. You control the information in the product, the customer controls the buying decision. Well, guess what? In the age of the customer controls the buying decision and co-owns the information. You only have the product and, to some degree, the information about your product. So that gives the advantage to the customer. And they're seeking and finding all kinds of new ways to discover your competitors and other ways to buy business. And it's giving them new expectations. And that's one of the huge things that's creating the age of the customer, that's driving the energy, that's driving the age of the customer. Is that customers have new expectations. I'm not a kid, right? I'm a baby boomer. I've been around a long time. My gray hair is not premature. But when I go to the marketplace, I go with completely robust new expectations on how I can find out what I need to know about whatever it is I'm interested in buying, whatever I need. And any company who doesn't deliver that, large or small, is irrelevant to me. Now, what I just described to you folks is the dynamic that is the age of the customer. The old way was where I needed something, I wanted something. I had to go and I had to ask the company. As a customer, I had to ask the company selling it. I had to read their brochure. I had to watch their commercials. I had to read their advertisements. I had to listen to their salespeople. That was the old way. Well, folks, customers don't have to do that anymore. They don't need you for most of what they want and need to make a purchase. They can go around you almost completely, almost all the way up to, and maybe even making the purchase. And guess what? They're looking at what you want to sell from someone, if it's not you, before you even know they exist. Or before you even know they're interested. So it still amazes me. After all these years, the age of the customer was born in 1993 when you and I were able to go online and look at a website and post our own websites. So it's over 20 years old. It's still astonishing to me that I run into business owners who argue with me that I'm wrong. All the things I just described to you, they literally argue with me that I'm wrong, that they still can do business the old way. Well, guess what, folks? You're not arguing with me. I'm just the messenger. All I'm doing is chronicling. I'm reporting to you what is happening. These aren't my ideas. These aren't things that I've created. These aren't things that are going to go away. I'm just being the reporter. So when you argue with me, you're arguing with the sun that's going to come up tomorrow morning, and set today and come up again tomorrow morning. You're arguing with the wind, which you can't stop. You're arguing with the rain. I mean, this is a force. Essentially a force of nature, the age of the customer, the things that are creating the age of the customer. So I encourage you, if you don't want to buy my book, just go read about it. You can go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and there's a bunch of articles there on this that I've written. You can watch videos. You can listen to archives. You can go to ageofthecustomer.com, and there's a bunch of stuff there that you can learn about this, but without even buying my book. Look, I sold over 60,000 copies of this book. I don't have to sell anymore. It's been very successful already. I just want you to get better. I want you to understand that the age of the customer is real. And if you're not paying attention to it, if you're not finding out what your customer's new expectations are and serving them with relevance so that you don't become irrelevant. See, in the age of the customer, when customers leave you, it's because you became irrelevant to them, not because they're mad at you or disappointed in you. They just go away. They don't even realize they're going away. That's how subtle it is. Please, please learn more about the age of the customer. And I'll try to help you however I can. Just read and listen and believe. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.